If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
All right, what's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 305. Of the Auto Detailing Podcast. Now, I've struggled to record this episode multiple times because it leaves me vulnerable and leaves me open and open to criticism and open to everything and judgment. And so I've been hesitant to record it, but at the same time, and I'm trying to fit in a little exercise as I record this, so that's why I may seem out of breath. But every time I am open and transparent, you guys seem to love it more. So I figured now's the time for a little status update for the Auto Detailing Podcast, what the future may look like, what it's currently looking like, and the current thoughts and feelings and emotions that I have kind of going on around the detailing industry. So back in 2014, when I started this podcast, I was a nobody detailer. You know, I was a single man. I'm still a nobody detailer, but I was a single man mobile detailing rig out of Orange County, California. No one in the industry knew me. I didn't know anyone in the industry. And I was, but having a business mindset, I was constantly looking for the next thing. So, and there were some flaws that I saw within my detailing business. I couldn't scale it because I couldn't find anyone that was, you know, not that they weren't good enough, but no one that wanted to work as hard as I was willing to work for a company. And that was a struggle, but also I always detailed, and I know kind of lifestyle is a buzzword now, but I always detailed because I wanted a certain lifestyle. I didn't want to work 80 hours a week. I wanted to have a family young. Like, there was always these things that I knew I wanted. And so detailing just fell into that thing. So, and it enabled me to live the life that I wanted to live and work around. I loved cars. I loved cleaning cars. So as money started to flow in, it was a perfect fit. Now, with growing a family and trying to maintain a lifestyle in Orange County, that got super expensive really fast. So I was constantly, but I always had that business kind of mindset. So I was constantly looking for the next thing. Now, looking for the next thing could have been a lot of different things. Could have been products, could have been courses, which is actually the first thing I developed was a course. But I soon realized that just because you start a website doesn't mean people automatically find that website. So there's where the podcast came in. Anyway, a lot of you know that story. So since then, though, I thought, you know what? At the time of starting the podcast, I'd been detailing, you know, 6 years, I think. Yeah, 5 or 6 years. I had been doing sometimes upwards of 50 cars a week by myself, mobily. Anyway, so I had all this experience, and I thought, you know what? No one else is really doing a detailing podcast. If I just talk about my life and my journey and what I'm doing, you know, maybe people would be interested. And that gets us to today. Well, and I also thought if I can make a little bit of money off it, that'd be cool too. And I never was sure how that would look or how that would play out, but it's beginning to play out now. And a lot of you guys know that through sponsorships and stuff like that. But it's also played out in with ways of taking me away from the day in and day out detailing. Through stuff like consulting for companies and working directly with manufacturers as, and this is where it gets into where I think the detailing industry is going to be changing a little bit, as manufacturers start going direct to consumer. What does that mean? So up until now, we've had kind of middlemen, right? So detail supply stores, whether that's online or offline, that will retail product brands, right? So manufacturer A makes the product, sells it to the middleman sells it to us, the end consumer. But what I've started to see on the back end is that with things like the internet and such, that manufacturers are starting to say, hey, we don't need this middleman anymore. We can go directly from our manufacturer to the end consumer. But what's also happening is the manufacturers don't quite know how to do that, because that's what the middleman always did, was they would take a liquid per se, bottle it or rebottle it in a fancy label, and then sell it to us. But those middlemen take a cut. And I'm not crapping on the middleman or anything like that. It happens in every industry. I'm just using ours because this is the auto detailing podcast. But what's happening is that the manufacturers are saying, look, if we go direct to consumer, we own all the market. We own our customers. We own all the profit. And so, but they're not sure how to do this. So that's where I'm so grateful for this podcast and for you guys listening, because it's kind of taken me from that nobody mobile detailer to someone that a lot of these manufacturers are reaching out to saying, hey, can you help us go direct to consumer? And that's this, like, I feel like a super fortunate place that I've been able to be thrust into, you know, to help these manufacturers and brands do that. And because also one thing I realized after, and this is kind of going to be a random show, and I don't know, I hope it resonates with someone, I hope it's just not a lame show, and if it is, sorry, but I've just been wanting to get this off my chest, because it's not been bugging me, but just been something that I wanted to share. So with that, has granted me like this super cool access behind kind of industry curtains, right? But it's also been cool because I've been able to influence the industry as well from a place that I never knew even existed, to be honest. A lot of this information I get and a lot of this stuff I get, I never even knew it had existed. But it's super fascinating and super cool to see. And especially with stuff like SEMA coming up, it's awesome. So anyway, I always knew one thing I didn't want to do is have my own product line. And that's kind of brings us to present day. Is I never wanted to have, you know, a Jimbo brand of products, because I never wanted to lie to people that would be buying my brand saying, oh, I got a chemist and, a, you know, whatever. I never wanted to lie, and I always wanted to be truthful. And that was always a big motivator behind starting the podcast, was, you know, to bring truth to the industry that I felt was filled with so many lies and misconceptions. Anyway, so I knew I never wanted to build a liquid product brand, but, and not that it's bad, I just knew that it wasn't for me. And then, you know, that's the direction that a lot of guys go. They get some, I looked at it like this. There's two ways people go. So they're detailers, and then detailing gets extremely physical, extremely hard, just the same things that I ran into. It gets extremely difficult, extremely hard, and you want to look for a way out. A way out from the day-to-day grind, because it gets hard. There's ups and downs running your own business. We all know this, right? So what a lot of people will do, will either start their own product brand or go work for a brand. But I didn't want to do either one of those. And so that's where the podcast started, because no one knew me. So I wasn't going to get picked up by any product brand. No one knew who I was. And so I decided to create like this third avenue, this third way to go about it. And that's where the podcast came in. But this additional avenue has opened up, and I'm so excited for it. And I just want to get out in front of it before anything starts coming out. Because I have been consulting on the back end with brands and manufacturers and blenders and other products, and I want to help everyone. So I really feel like I'm going to be doing something that no one has really been able to do before. And that is, and it really aligns true with who I am as a person and who a lot of us are as detailers, in the fact that we don't only use one brand of product. We don't only use one tool. We don't only use one, you know, one anything. I'm trying not to segment anyone out, but we don't really use any one brand. The point being, so, and I never wanted to be exclusive to one brand of anything, because I like so much stuff, and that's why on the podcast I talk about so many things. So what I've started to do is help multiple brands. And it's awkward because I don't know if, to be honest, I just don't know if anyone's done it. So maybe they have and I'm just not aware of it. But so I'm excited for that. And I'm excited for the opportunity and the access that that's granted me, and what that's going to be able to do for this show and this podcast. And that's been my big thing, is like, I don't want to close any doors of opportunity to any brand. So, but how do I do that while, you know, this podcast takes time to produce and edit? And even though, of course, I don't do much editing, you know that, but you know, it takes funds to go to SEMA. I want to go to Mobile Tech, to go to all these places that need to be gone to meet people. But normal detailing in my world wouldn't support that. So anyway, that's kind of an update of, like, you know, these back-end brands and manufacturers and stuff have kind of brought me on to help consult with them. So it's exciting to see, and it's going to be really fun, and the opportunities that have already arisen from it are going to be coming out, you know, end of this year, 2018, stuff like that. But just the access it's granted me, this podcast and detailing in general, is just kind of beyond my wildest dreams. So, and it kind of leads into what I want to talk about next. And sorry if that, I feel better just, getting that off my chest. But I think it leads in perfectly to where I think the detailing industry is going. And that is not only these manufacturers going direct to consumer, but also people repping multiple brands. And that's where this kind of goes full circle, because earlier I talked about the middleman. And that's exactly what these detail supply stores would do, is have multiple brands, right? And they were just distributors of these brands. But I feel like we're going to start seeing more of that. And, you know, there's a lot of people launching their own coating brands and liquid brands. And I'm so excited for all those people, and I can't wait to showcase all those brands. But I have even seen it with some of the people starting their own brands, is they don't just talk about their own brands. They talk, whereas I feel like that's what, how it would go in the past, is someone would start a brand, they'd be sold out on the brand, that's the only brand they would talk about. But, you know, I look at someone like Billy Bogus. What's up, Billy? Hopefully you're listening. Starting his own liquid brand, great products. It's not the only brand he talks about. He talks about multiple brands. And that's Billy and some other people that I can't think about right now, but myself included, we use multiple brands. We don't just use one brand. So therefore we want to talk about multiple brands, but I just don't feel like it's been done before. So it's kind of exciting. Matt Moorman is another one, talks about multiple brands, sells multiple brands, you know? So I think we're seeing this new age of the detailing industry, and with it, some people are struggling with that too. And that's kind of the flip side, is you see some of these egos come out, and we've talked about that a lot before. But anyway,
that's what I think we're going to start seeing a lot more is, instead of one person repping one brand all the time, we're going to see one person repping multiple brands, recommending multiple brands, and kind of the industry evolving in that way, and kind of stepping away from, in a way, creating a new circle, but going full circle. Instead of having detail supply stores, we're going to have online retailers and online influencers like Matt, Billy, whatever, June Jones, all these people, a lot of them that I had on the show, but we're going to have them have their own brands and then talk about multiple brands as well. And I really think it's going to be great for the industry and really, you know, help usher in that truth and all that, because the truth is no one brand has perfect products across the board. Am I right? So I'm excited for this new age of the detailing industry. I'm excited for SEMA show. I currently have about 4 or 5 interviews lined up. I'm really, really working on a big guest. I know I say that every time, and I said it with Adam Patali, and that was huge, but I'm working on a biggie. Already lined up to sit down with Jason Rose, Kevin Davis. I'm going to be at the McGuire's booth. I'll be at the Rupes booth, obviously. I'm going to be at the Autofiber booth. So all these cool things are happening, and I'm excited to kind of take part in all of them. So I really hope that's just not a kind of a random, super random, dumb episode, but rather kind of a status update or update of what's going on. These kind of more vulnerable episodes are so hard to do because it's like a sense that I have to get something out and I have to say it, but then at the same time, I don't want to say it. So anyway, all that in recap again, just I feel so grateful for the opportunity, and I hope to keep delivering awesome content for you guys. Really, really, really looking forward to SEMA. Been working really hard on lining up those interviews, so hopefully a couple of the big dogs will end up panning out. And yeah, so look for me. I'll be repping a few other brands. And then also, I guess the one last thing that I've been wanting to do for a really long time anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed that episode. And look for me at SEMA. If you're going to be at SEMA, let me know. Let's meet up, maybe record a podcast. Also, this coming week, I'm going to be at Barrett Jackson in Vegas as well, checking that whole scene out because I've been really wanting to check out kind of a car auction. So it's going to be a lot of Vegas. I'm going to be in Vegas twice in a matter of a month. So I'll be at Barrett Jackson if you want to meet up this coming week. I know this is kind of time sensitive for that announcement, but if you're going to be around Barrett Jackson's going to be at the Mandalay Bay. That's October. I'll be in Vegas October 20th and 21st. That's a Friday, Saturday. If you're around Vegas, let me know and we can meet up, hopefully. All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Thanks again for listening. Catch you on the next episode.